I'm Jane Lindholm, and this is Vermont Edition. Today, we're continuing our series Vermont Edition Presents, bringing you live events and communities around the state. Today, a performance that blends the old and the new, as Burlington soul singer Kat Wright teams up with the Vermont Symphony Orchestra in a sold-out show at Higher Ground. The show features all new music from Wright. Some of it premiered that night, and it was arranged for orchestra by Matt LaRocca. And I was lucky enough to be the MC that evening. We'll open the show today with the song that opened the concert the other night, a new one from Kat Wright. This is Let Me In.
I could be there for you. I think you should try. Let love in your life. I know that sometimes we all pull down the blinds, but I promise it's safe now. I wanna know you. You can't be bothered to feel yourself, oh, you know what to do.
everybody. How about this beautiful orchestra up here? Can you even believe it? It's really extraordinary to be playing this music with everyone on stage. Thank you all so much. This next song is a very happy-sounding song about the environment and what we've been doing to it and all the microplastics specifically that are accumulating in the water and in the air as we speak. And I tried for a long time to write a really serious call to action song about the environment, and I couldn't find the right words, and eventually I started just making fun of myself, and I was like, I feel like trash. And I was like, oh, that's it. That's the most true thing I can say. I feel really bad and crappy about this, so this song's called Trash.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kat Wright and the VSO. All of the music that Kat is performing tonight is new music. Some of it has never been heard before, and it's all going to be on her upcoming album, which I hope we'll hear a little bit more about in a little while. And if you're like me, you're going to be singing I Feel Like Trash for the next couple of weeks, and you know, you're just going to have to explain that to the people in your life. Kat Wright, come on back up.
we're about to hear Henry Purcell's heartbreaking lament, "When I Am Laid in the Earth," Dido's lament. And Kat, I'm wondering for you if this feels different, inhabiting the words and the emotions of a writer who wrote 400 years ago compared to what you normally do.
Oh my gosh, it feels like an alien. I'm an alien and I'm visiting this planet for the first time when I sing this song. So it feels very different. But it's also, it's very different stylistically, but the sentiment is so familiar. You know, a song that was written almost more than 300 years ago, and yet it's just about terrible heartbreak. And a little bit about the song, which I think is really important and amazing to know, is that it's from the opera Dido and Aeneas from 1688, they think, is when it was first composed. And it's about Dido, queen of Carthage, and she falls in love with the Trojan hero Aeneas, and they have this beautiful love, and then he leaves her for his job. it's a simple way of putting it, but he leaves her for a duty that he feels, and she's so heartbroken that she takes her own life, and so this is her final lament.
In preparing this, I imagine the rhythms, the preparation, just the expressions of working with a symphony orchestra are different from how you may normally prepare and work with your frequent collaborators. Has it been at least enjoyable?
Yes, I'm just terrified. I'm so nervous about this song. Well, I never studied music. I don't really know why I'm here. In fact, when I got the email about joining the symphony, I checked the title, like if it was maybe addressed to someone else. Because I never studied music in school anywhere, and I don't read music. I'm just in awe of everyone on stage and all of their talent and hard work and everything they've put into being here. But it's very different for me, and it was a real challenge to even start to learn this song, and I hope that I can rise to the level. But that's how you grow, right? Is you reach. So.
Well, I want to hear it. I did hear it in rehearsal, and it is as heartbreaking and as wonderful as you've been led to believe. So let's hear it.